You know, Don, you've done everything in hockey except come on this show, so we welcome you into Hockey Sense here on 590 The Fan. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Andy. Glad to be here and with St. Louis, the Stanley Cup champions.
Absolutely. And we were talking yesterday. Listen, you mentioned the Plagers. You mentioned Craig Berube, Doug Armstrong, all the Canadians that represented your country and certainly the Blues in the Stanley Cup final. You like the way they play, and you like this hockey club, don't you?
I did right from the start when they have all the Canadians, and Doug Armstrong did a great job. I admire him so much, letting Fabry go to, he wasn't playing, and he just didn't fit into their style, rough, tough style. And he let him go to Detroit, where he knew he'd be on the power play, and he's thinking two goals in. So it's good for everybody, and good for Doug letting him go.
All right, so for a lot of our listeners who aren't as familiar with Don Cherry and Hockey Night in Canada, I mean, this is St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, a lot of hockey fans are listening, and they're well aware of who you are, Don. Don't get me wrong. But how did you start doing television after being the head coach of the Boston Bruins? And give our listeners an idea how long you've been doing TV, specifically the Coach's Corner segment on Hockey Night in Canada.
Well, I didn't have a job. I was fired, and I didn't have a job. That was the main thing. So you know what hunger will do to you. And Ralph Malamby was the executive producer. He kind of liked the way I acted, I guess. And I started back in 1980, so I've been on an awful long time, 30-some years. And I enjoyed every minute of it. And I would have been on this Saturday. It'd be the first time I haven't been on this Saturday, but they didn't want me on. So here I am, unemployed again.
Yeah, okay. So we talked about that in the last segment. They don't want you on because of comments you said last Saturday. Do you have any regret? We played the comments for the fans and for our listeners, Don. When you hear the comments yourself, what are you thinking? What do you wish you would have said? And do you have any regrets of what you did say?
Oh, everybody that's in Canada and United States, yes, the United States, I say the same thing. You don't wear poppies down there, but the poppies that are bought up here, the money goes to the families of the soldiers that have been killed or badly wounded and helped. And what I said was, everybody and everyone, I don't care if you come here or not, everyone in Canada should wear a poppy in honor of our fallen lads that have died. You see some of them 18 years old, never had a chance in life, 25 years old. Row after row, they should have bought the fence. And they didn't. So I said they should, and there was quite a backlash, and evidently the backlash has gone the other way now, but it's too bad. I would have gone on, smoothed it over, but I never had a chance to smooth it over somehow, I get buried by good friends and everybody, and that's the way it stands right now.
So, Don, when you're making these comments and you're on the set, is there any indication whatsoever during the segment and after the segment that what you said could have delivered the consequence and the end result that we're seeing right now? You left without a job. Did you have any idea when you left the station that night that the fallout would be what it is?
No, I didn't, and nobody said a word. And the strangest thing of all is that they played it in the Calgary and they played it in Vancouver. They played it twice after that. They played, so they must have thought it was too bad that they played it again twice. And I never heard, nobody said a word or anything. And I found about it the next day that they were very unhappy about the whole deal. So I guess they were unhappy. They said don't come back. So that's where it stands right now. And tomorrow night I won't be on.
So how does it work with Hockey Night? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not whining or anything about it. You're asking me a question, and I'm just answering.
No, I got you, Don, for sure. How does it work on Hockey Night in Canada? Do you guys meet in the morning? Do you go over the topics?
No.
Are the producers well aware of what you were going to talk about?
No, nobody knows what. We start off, we might talk about Steen or my Gunnarsson or somebody like that, somebody that's my favorite or something like that, been injured, but really nobody knows what Coach's Corner, where it's going to end or where it's going to end, and it didn't end too good, evidently.
Yeah. Now, you use the term you people. Who are you referring to when you say you people, and what terminology or verbiage do you wish you would have used instead, Don?
Well, I should have said everybody. If I had to do over again to cause all this, I should have said everybody should wear a poppy, like I said earlier. And you people, and it could have been anybody. It could have been the Irish, which my parents or my grandparents came from. It could have been Scotch, where my mother's side come from. But it could have been anybody, but they listened to the minority that and the silent majority has remained silent, but they're not too silent now, but at the time, and they listened to them and to the other people that were upset over that, saying, you people. And what I meant was, the few people come here, and you do, now the whole deal and everything is that you should wear a poppy. I don't know what's wrong with that, because those young lads died for we could live the lifestyle that we lead right now. I think it, pay a couple of bucks for a poppy is not too much to ask for.
All right, Don Cherry is with us here on Hockey Sense. Give us a sense of the tone during the summer when Sportsnet decided to bring you back. Did you have any inclination that maybe they didn't want to bring you back? And, you know, some have suggested, Don, that this is, you know, a way for them to get out from underneath your contract and move on away from Don Cherry. But people have said that. When you had your discussions during the offseason, did you have any inclination that maybe they didn't want to bring you back? What was the tone like in those conversations?
No, it was like, business as usual, come back, and I was pretty good up until like last week, and no problem at all. I never heard from anybody, and new people took over and everything. I never heard any bad things about that or about them, and I didn't hear it, there was nothing. And the first thing that was controversial, it sure went pretty fast.
What has it been like for you personally over the last week, Don, specifically when you're by yourself, you're at home? How emotional has this been for you, or has it not been emotional? Let us know what it's been like for you from that standpoint.
Well, it hasn't been good. During the week, I was on an awful lot. I was on down the States, the second one I was on down the States, before, and it hasn't been good at all. I've been getting a lot of emails. I was very, very tired last night. I did have a lot of guys. I had Bobby Orr, Wayne Gretzky, Scotty Bowman, and everything offer me, that they're backing me and all stuff like that. So it is really raised a furor up here, backlash, and it's too bad that it happened. How I feel, I wish I was on tomorrow night. And it really hasn't set in yet that I'm not going to be on tomorrow night. And it's pretty tough to tell you how I feel right now. I feel very tired right now.
Have you been sleeping? Have you been feeling down, Don? Or has the support you've heard from those who you just mentioned allowed you to feel better about the situation?
The police are with me, and the firemen with me. They went by the other day, yesterday, and beat their horn and come back and beat their horn again. And I know the military is with me. The police, the military, the firemen, first responders, they've all given their – and that's pretty good for me. And then when you have a guy like Bobby Orr, the greatest hockey player who ever played, in your corner, he did a write-up in the paper today that I should be there, and Wayne Gretzky and Scotty Bowman and Cujo and guys like that, Curtis Joseph, I feel good. I feel good that way. Max Domi, Kirk Muller, I could go on. I think I'm doing it. Do I have any regrets? No, I don't have any regrets. I would have said maybe something different if I knew it was going to turn into this a little different, but I don't have any regrets. I still believe that those young chaps that died, very young, I saw when I was over there, I was over in Afghanistan and I was over in Europe to see them, that when I see them over there, 18 years old, 19, 21 years old, they give their life for our way of life. I think, I repeat, it's not too much to buy a poppy. And so be it. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is.
Did Sportsnet give you the option to stay on if you were to issue an apology? And did you offer to make an apology?
I think I would have gone on and explained. I don't know about an apology. I would have explained, mm-hmm. And I think it could have been. The explanation could have been, would have been enough. but I never had that chance. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I offered to come on. I said I'd put out a, I don't know, a tweet or whatever you do. You put out and say I wish I'd used a different tone, and I wish I'd used a different word. And then everyone, or you, I forget what I said. But anyhow, didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference. It just didn't make any difference. So here I am. And tomorrow night I'll be sitting having a couple of beers watching to see what they're going on. I really don't know what's going on. I'm a little disappointed in Ron McLean. But he's still my friend, but I'm disappointed in him. I'm sure he'll be on to start with to explain or something. Yeah, and a lot of people that are listening now don't understand. And he went on the next night and wasn't very nice. But here I am.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. I want to ask.
And I'll get back in the race.
I know you will. I want to ask you about that. What did you make out of Ron McLean's comments, his apology? What didn't you like specifically, and what would you have liked him to say?
I don't know what to tell you. I didn't want him to say what he said, and like I said, that I was just. People have asked me that after they saw it, and all I've got to say about that, I was very disappointed. And the people I know, I know you didn't see it, but it was. I did not come out of it very good, and that's all I've got to say about that, Andy. I don't want to bury him because I still consider him a friend.
Yeah. Okay. And that's fair enough. Gary Bettman, I heard that he reached out to you. What did he have to say?
I got his call. I've been gone. I'm going to give him his call. I haven't returned his call yet because I just got in and I got on with you, and I definitely going to give him a call. He's a good friend, not a friend, but a good friend. And he's caught in this their controversy. It's if you say good things about me on television and everything, you could get into trouble, if you know what I mean. And,
yeah.
I'm one of those guys right now, but it doesn't matter. I said what I said, and that's why people watched me for 38 years, and, I don't regret a bit.
What will this Saturday be like for you? I know you said you're going to sit down and have a couple of beers, but will you watch? What are you expecting to see? And how emotional will it be for you and your family on Saturday night to watch it on television like the rest of us?
Well, it'll be very emotional because, like I said, it's been on in the playoffs, too, for every other night in the playoffs for 38 years I've been going. And that's an awful long time to be on in this business. As you know, it's a vicious business. You know, you can be gone pretty soon. And 38 years, that's a long time. But I'll watch it, and I'll be very, I don't know. I don't know how it, I'll have to wait to see how I feel. I don't think I'll feel too good, but I'll have a couple of beers, and then maybe we'll see what happens.
You know, you're going to be difficult to replace there, Don. I mean, is there anybody that could do what you did for almost 40 years?
No, you know, I can't replace me. And I'm not lying, and you know that. And I think they'll have the panel on, or they'll have somebody on or something, but it won't be as good as me.
What does it mean to you to hear the support? I mean, overwhelming support. I mean, I played a clip from Bobby Orr earlier. You mentioned Wayne Gretzky, the great one. He reached out to you. I mean, I told you last night I wanted to send you this clip from Jeremy Roenick, who was very articulate.
Jeremy Roenick, what a great guy. I remember I went to his house when he was a rookie, and I went to his mom's house, and remember his dog was there and everything like that. I remember when he was a kid. Yeah, that means a lot to me when I have a guy like Jeremy, back me up. I mean, come on, where are you going to get a better guy than him?
How many networks have reached out to you, Don, already about joining their team? Has that happened yet?
Nope, and I haven't had an opportunity to do anything else. Program or anything. So that's the gospel truth. I am unemployed, and I've never had a job offered to me since. Of course, it's only been a week, but I haven't had a job. And how would I say? I don't pick my spots very good sometimes, but that's the way it is, and that's why people watch.
What would you like to do? Would you like to get back into television? Is that something you would entertain?
Oh, yeah, I'd get back. I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. I'd get back in on the circumstances. But, you know, if I'm going to go there and they're going to say, you know, you have to say this and you have to say that, then it's not worth it. You know, I'm 80, 85 years old. Time. maybe it's time to get out of it or something, whatever, you know, like that. But I couldn't have anybody tell me what to say and what not to say, because then it wouldn't be the same. What's the sense of having me?
Yeah. You know, I said I think you were voted the seventh best Canadian of all time. That's quite the honor there, Don.
Well, that
and
was just, I think that
hey,
was just
still, yeah, but that's pretty high. But your relationship with the viewer and the people there in Canada, I mean, is something that you just can't create. It's pretty special. What are you going to miss the most about Saturday night and your relationship with the television viewer?
Well, I think that that anything I said, people listen to, and they tell me that in the Air Canada Centre downtown Toronto, the Leafs are, that they turn it up in the press box. All the only time they turn the press up, that turn the top volume up is when I'm on. So that makes me feel good. And you know, and like, again, I'm repeating myself, but I say if I'm not on, I'm not on, and I have to accept that and not be. I'm not whining. You're asking me the questions, and I'm answering them the best I can.
You know, one thing you've always done that I've always appreciated, too, is that you've always gone to local rinks. You love watching minor hockey. You've been doing that for years. Why has that always been so special to you?
I go out with my son, who is a scout for the OHL, and he rates all the kids. And I go out. I've seen Marner and McDavid, and I go down the list. I've seen them all, Taylor Hall. I've seen them all. Peter Angelo, I call him Peter Angelo. That's what they call me here. And I've seen all those guys, Fabry and the whole bunch, when they were down playing at GTHL. So I've seen them all. You know, I've seen them when they were 15, 16-year-old kids. So, anybody. I know nobody has said old school, because I see them before anybody sees them.
What do you think of the game today, Don? I mean, everyone, you know, I was telling the listeners how I used to watch your Rock'em Sock'em videos as a kid. I mean, for years, we loved those. And I know which type of hockey you've always appreciated, but what about the adjustment to watching today's game? What's that been like for you, and what do you think of the game today?
Well, I'm not too crazy about the regular season, but I'll tell you one thing. The way the Blues played in the playoffs, they took no prisoners. If you look at what they did to Hurdle and Pavelski, and Carlson in that series, they played the game the way that should be played. They played it rough, tough. And Berube said, "You even had the Europeans getting suspended for headhunting. You played. It's a war in the playoffs. So to me, it hasn't changed. The regular season, what happened? The teams that won their division, they were beat out the first round. So that tells you something." And everybody in St. Louis knows how they were last spot, the Blues, and Fabry took over. Away they go. And Ruby knows what's going on. He knows the score. You can't fool him. And they played the rough, tough hockey. I love watching them play, and I'm glad they won the cup, even though it was the Bruins.
Hey, what'd you tell me last night? Why were the Blues so successful? Remember what you told me last night? Who's on their roster? You said, look at all the Canadians on the roster.
Well, I said they had 16 out of 18 Canadians, and you don't fool with those guys. No, I'm just kidding. and my wife was American, and my two kids were born in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So I have fun with that one, too, as you can hear.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, what are you most proud of, and what do you want to be remembered as, Don, for what you did over the course of the last close to 40 years on Saturday nights? How do you want people to remember you, young and old?
Well, the young people, they think the same thing away, and I said it was like it was. I didn't back down, and even though I'm in deep trouble, I never back down, and I never back down, and like I said, I'll be back in the race. And the old story, when you get knocked down, there's a lot of people out there unemployed that have a job like I was, and keep plugging away, don't quit. The big thing is don't quit. Just keep going.
Have you talked to Ron McLean since this happened? Has he reached out to you? And how close was your friendship away from television? Did you guys talk often or no?
No, we never talked much, but we were dear friends because we were together in the playoffs for 2 months. And, yeah, we did talk, and the only thing I said to him, I was disappointed.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Don, listen, I look forward to seeing what your next move is. I really appreciate you coming on and doing this with us here in the States. Your only radio that you interview you've done in the United States is right here in St. Louis, so you know we appreciate that. And look forward to seeing what you do next. Have a great holiday, which is coming up, and enjoy the time with the family, Don.
I will, and you guys keep her going. I'd like to see St. Louis win the cup again. That's the honest truth.
Well, you might see that. You never know. Who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat him? All right,
Don.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
Lou, bye.